It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. Today is Thursday, February 20th, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chalas. A beautiful day, sunny in downtown Salt Lake City, but it's still nippy, 32 degrees.
Countdown to Super Tuesday.
Presidential candidate Michael Bloomberg's first public stop after last night's debate was right here in downtown Salt Lake City. The former New York City mayor is looking to regain some momentum after last night's debate that saw him taking punches from all the other candidates.
So how was your night last night?
We begin our team coverage with KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly.
He focused on his accomplishments as New York mayor, elected just weeks after 9/11.
I hold myself accountable for results. Like I said, I am the un-Trump.
Bloomberg says he builds teams and ideas, and that's how he ran his company and New York City. He also suggested some of his opponents, like Bernie Sanders, are niche candidates and don't stand a chance of winning against a sitting president. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
A crowd of just over 600 people turned out to see Michael Bloomberg give his Salt Lake City speech. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik continues our team coverage.
Bloomberg held the rally at venue 669, located at 7 South and West Temple. It was a quick turnaround for the former mayor of New York City after he was largely under attack last night on the debate stage in Las Vegas. Supporters say many of those attacks were unfair, and they liked what he had to say today.
I thought he did a great job.
You know, I think the environment needs to be worked on, and the big thing is the debt.
It's the second time this week that a Democratic presidential candidate has rallied in Salt Lake after Pete Buttigieg spoke this Monday at a downtown venue. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Democratic presidential candidate Tulsi Gabbard is also planning to visit the Beehive State this weekend. She plans to hold several public events in Salt Lake City, Provo, and even an appearance at Snowbird. We will pass along the details of the visit as they do become available. Our top national stories now from ABC News. President Trump's longtime ally Roger Stone is heading to prison for 40 months. His sentence was handed down just over an hour ago in New York City. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
40 months in prison for obstructing justice, witness tampering, and lying to Congress. Prosecutors had initially recommended up to 9 years in prison before President Trump tweeted criticism of that recommendation and the Justice Department intervened. The judge said during the sentencing hearing that she would not be influenced by President Trump's comments, nor, she said, would she hold them against Stone. During the hearing, the new prosecutor on the case apologized to the court for the confusion and said there was nothing in bad faith about the sentencing recommendation. But the prosecutor refused to say who ordered the sentencing memo, the second one, to be drafted and who wrote it. In pressing for leniency, the defense said Roger Stone had many admirable qualities. I'm Aaron Katursky, ABC News.
High on the Hill 2020.
A bill designed to give financial relief to diabetes patients is moving through the Utah legislature. The House Health and Human Services Committee approved that bill today. It would put a cap on what insurance companies can charge a patient for a month's supply of insulin. That bill will now go before the full House. A Tooele County man stuck in a hospital in Japan after coming down with coronavirus says he's scared, worried, and frustrated. John Herring sent an email asking for help from both the cruise line that quarantined him and the U.S. Embassy. He says he isn't getting much communication from either of them, and he doesn't know what's going to happen to him in the future. Coming up at 2 o'clock this afternoon right here on KSL News Radio, Lee Lonsberry is going to talk to Herring live from the hospital, from his hospital room in Japan. So be sure you stay tuned for Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry that is following Utah's Noon News. A skier on Maple Mountain had to be rescued by the DPS helicopter after he hit a tree. The skier and his friend had hiked for several hours up the mountain yesterday so that they could ski down, but the crash happened while they were still high up on the mountain. The two did have cell phone reception to call for help. A Life Flight helicopter first located them, and then the DPS helicopter used its hoist to get them off the mountain. The skier that hit the tree was taken to a hospital with a serious head injury. Police in Tremont are looking for a 17-year-old they say is missing and endangered. Aaliyah Lynn Cutler is thought to be with 36-year-old Mose Tim Murphy, Police think the two might be headed to Oklahoma and could be in a white Kia Sorento with an Oklahoma Sooners hood cover and stickers. Still the news. A 9-year-old in Payson is in the hospital after police say he was run over by a truck that drove up onto the sidewalk. And a look at your noontime drive.
Freeway speeds along I-15 and the rest of your valley freeways. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
Get breaking news straight to your email inbox. Text the word inbox to 57500 for the day's top stories on KSL News Radio.
Hey there, homeowners. Have you had that annoying experience of low water pressure in the shower where you hardly had enough pressure to wash the shampoo out of your hair? You know, the same shower you have to yell, "Don't flush the toilet, I'm in the shower." Don't put up with this anymore. Get rid of those old, rusty, corroded pipes and get brand new PEX or copper pipes. Reed Pipe Specialist does repiping unlike anyone else. It's all they do. They've been giving customers great water pressure, clean, clear water, and a pipe leak-free home for over 25 years. All in just 1 to 2 days at half the cost of a plumber with a lifetime guarantee. Everyone deserves great water pressure, and no more getting scalded in the shower or having to see and drink rusty colored water. Call us today for your free in-home estimate. We'll even take 20% off our already low price when you call us today. Repipe Specialists. Call today, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988.
We looked everywhere for her engagement ring.
We looked online, we went to the mall, we just weren't seeing a lot of variety.
We spent months looking. It was exhausting.
Then we went to Shane Company. They had the largest selection, and I was able to bring my vision to life.
At Shane Company, build your dream ring in 3 easy steps. First, select an engagement ring style you love. We have thousands of exclusive designs in every price range. Second, pick a diamond, ruby, or sapphire for your center stone. Each stone is natural and ethically sourced by us. No other jeweler has the variety of stone shapes and sizes we have. Finally, add your own touch with a decorative head, an engraving, or a matching wedding band. Build your dream ring and still get the best value in town.
I love my ring, and I can't stop staring at it.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
Thank you for joining me for Utah's new news, recapping our top story this hour. Presidential candidate Michael Bloomberg, he's been in Salt Lake City this morning speaking that after last night's debate, hoping to gain some traction here in the Beehive State. This portion of our news is sponsored by the Shane Company. For the best value on unique jewelry that's made to last, visit the Shane Company. Payson police are asking for the public's help in identifying the driver who hit a little boy and then took off. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has more.
Police say the 9-year-old boy was walking on the sidewalk yesterday afternoon near 1st East and 8th South in Payson when he was hit. It seems like this truck came up onto the sidewalk and hit the boy, but did not stop. Witnesses say it continued driving east on the sidewalk and turned south on Canyon Road. The boy was taken to the hospital in serious condition. Witnesses say it was a newer Chevy truck with 4 doors and some kind of decal on the door. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The NASCAR driver who was trapped in his car after a fiery crash on Monday is today back at home with his family. ABC's Chuck Severson has more on the amazing recovery of Ryan Newman.
Roush Fenway Racing released a photo of Newman leaving a Daytona Beach hospital holding the hands of his 2 young daughters. That just hours after the team said he was fully alert and walking around the hospital. Newman's 42. No details of his injuries have been released and no word when he'll return to racing. A statement from NASCAR thanks and commends the first responders and doctors involved and says it's conducting a post-accident investigation.
In Texas, they are calling it the building that refused to die. A so-called Leaning Tower of Dallas is now becoming a tourist attraction after a demolition crew failed to bring it down. ABC's Jim Ryan has more.
This accidental tourist attraction was created on Sunday when an attempt to implode an 11-story office building ended with the concrete elevator shaft still standing and leaning to one side. A semi-serious petition drive at change.org demands that the tower be recognized by the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, as a landmark. It's as much a show of disdain for the planned retail residential development that's planned for that site as it is a show of support for the Leaning Tower. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
KSL News Time, 12:09. Let's get you up to date on the drive, traffic, and weather. Sponsored by Mountain America's 3% balance transfer bonus. Ricky Meese, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Maria. We have a small accident right in the heart of the valley. It's a crash on the transition ramp. Southbound I-15 to go eastbound on I-80. It is mostly to the right. It might be partially sticking out into that right lane of traffic. Overall, it's not really causing any kind of major backups. In fact, we have really good speeds on all your valley freeways, including I-15, both directions between Ogden and Provo. Get a 3% same-day cash bonus when you transfer a balance to a Mountain America credit card by February 29th. For details, visit macu.com/cards. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. The latest on the forecast with Grant Wayman.
Up to 39 today, lots of sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Okay, so it's not a heat wave. Pretty chilly, 34 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And still to come on Utah's new news, former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg is in the Beehive State trying to shake off his performance last night in the debates, talking to Utahns. We're going to go in-depth on what he had to say. Coming up following ABC News at 12:15 right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. This is Utah's news station.
We're talking with Melissa from Sound Sleep Medical. Melissa, I've heard that snoring isn't just snoring. It actually indicates a more serious problem.
Snoring is actually a big red flag for sleep apnea, which is a pretty serious condition where you go through a cycle of breathing and not breathing all night long.
How do we treat it?
A lot of people think that a CPAP machine is the only solution, but that's just not true.
Now, a lot of people have sleep apnea and use a CPAP machine, but a lot of people skip it because it's such a hassle. So how can Sound Sleep Medical help?
Instead of a CPAP machine, you can choose to use an oral appliance.
Really?
It's a simple mouthpiece that's custom made just for you.
Well, how do we get one?
For our first 25 callers, we're giving a free sleep consultation. It's normally a $250 value.
Wow.
Come in and talk with us and see what we can do to get you sleeping better.
Call 801-326-4809.
Sound Sleep Medical, 801-326-4809.
The RV season is almost here, when you can take your RV and escape from all the distractions and demands on your family to reclaim, reconnect, and recharge. Now is the best time to find your RV for the summer. And Access RVs, too low for the show pricing, continues on hundreds of RVs in stock. That means you get lower than show pricing on every travel trailer, toy hauler, fifth wheel, motorhome, and truck camper on the lot. Like new travel trailers starting at $11,998, ultralight toy haulers from $18,600, and new fifth wheels from $29,900. Don't miss our excellent selection of nearly new certified motorhomes at some of the lowest prices in the U.S. For sales, service, or rentals, we're your access to the open road. Located at exit 27 on I-215 in North Salt Lake. We'll see you in 20 minutes or online at accessrv.com.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
Divorce is never an easy decision, nor should it be. You didn't get married to get divorced, and if your thinking is right, you won't choose divorce when good alternatives exist. Having said that, if you're a man facing divorce, you should know that, like many things in life, timing is important. Too often guys find themselves in a divorce court when their businesses are thriving, when their investments are appreciating, and their income soaring. Not surprisingly, these conditions tend to produce more painful property divisions and richer support orders. The reverse is typically true when men are in less favorable financial circumstances, when their assets and their ability to pay are diminished. My point is simply this. Divorce may make the most sense for men when they can least afford it. Think about it.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Salt Lake City area attorneys, a partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. Office in Midvale and Clearfield, 910 West Legacy Center Way, Suite 120, Midvale, Utah, 84047.
It's the seldom few who make the all-important decision to serve. Willing to place themselves in front of a force that wants nothing more than to take your privilege, rights, and life away. To those magnificent few, we say thank you. But then what? Who takes care of them? Who takes care of their families? It is said the strength behind our servicemen and women is their loved ones. In Utah, there's one such organization that believes if you're not taking care of the family, you're not taking care of the veteran. That organization is Operation Bald Eagle, a Utah-based not-for-profit organization caring not just for Utah veterans, but their families as well. To find out more about Operation Bald Eagle and how you can help, visit OperationBaldEagle.org. They served us. Now it's time to serve them. Visit OperationBaldEagle.org.
You can stay in the know with our brand new newsletter. So easy to sign up. All you need to do is text the word inbox to the Utah Community Credit Union text line at 57500. KSL News Time 1215. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a crowd of just over 600 people turned out to see Democratic presidential candidate Michael Bloomberg speak in downtown Salt Lake this morning. I'm KSL News Radio's John Mochek.
Second, a Tooele County man stuck in a hospital in Japan after coming down with coronavirus as he's scared, worried, and frustrated. You'll be able to hear John Herring update us on his condition coming up on Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry, which follows Utah's noon news. Third is look at your new time drive sponsored by Mountain America's 3% balance transfer bonus. Here's Ricky Meese.
We've had this crash on the transition ramp from southbound I-15 to go eastbound on I-80. It had been partially blocking a right lane of traffic. Looks like they're pulling away now to get it completely off the freeway. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Plenty of sunshine today, but cold after 39. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 34 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Federal prosecutors recommended at least 7 years in prison. The White House wanted no time behind bars for Roger Stone. Instead, the president's longtime friend and former campaign advisor has been sentenced to something in between for lying to Congress.
Roger Stone wore a wide pinstriped suit to court and appeared relaxed, at least until Judge Amy Berman Jackson sternly rebuked him, saying he was prosecuted not for his political activities, but for covering up for the president by lying about his contacts with WikiLeaks, acknowledging Stone's reputation as a political dirty trickster. The judge said nothing about the case was a joke. It wasn't a prank. Rather, she said Stone's effort to obstruct the investigation was deliberate, planned, and deserving of a 3-year, 4-month sentence. Aaron Katursky, ABC News.
There is speculation that President Trump will pardon Stone. The latest debate in their rearview mirrors. The Democratic presidential candidates are back out on the campaign trail. President Trump tonight will be in Nevada, where Democrats will caucus on Saturday.
For the second day in a row, President Trump starts his day in Las Vegas, waking up at his own hotel there. The president delivers remarks midday at a Hope for Prisoners graduation ceremony. The organization provides reentry services to men and women who've been incarcerated, helping them get back into the workforce. Just like last night, Mr. Trump holds another campaign rally. This time, he's aiming to rev up supporters in Colorado, a critical battleground in this year's presidential election and a state with a key Senate race. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
More Americans who are on board the Diamond Princess cruise ship quarantined off Japan as part of the coronavirus outbreak are returning to the U.S.
Here in Northern California, 12 American evacuees from the Princess who arrived at Travis Air Force Base have now been put into isolation undergoing evaluation for the virus.
ABC's Adrian Bankert. The man who founded the Hair Club for Men has died. Cy Sperling, who said he was also a client, was 78. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. From the debate stage in Las Vegas to a rally in downtown Salt Lake City, former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg is trying to shake off his performance last night by encouraging the people of Utah to give him a chance in the presidential primary. Here's a portion of the speech that he gave this morning.
So how was your night last night? Look, the real winner in the debate last night was Donald Trump. Because I worry that we may very well be on the way to nominating somebody who cannot win in November. And if we choose a candidate who appeals to a small base like Senator Sanders, it will be a fatal error. We need Democrats and independents and Republicans to win. And that was the coalition that propelled Democrats to success in the midterms. And it's the coalition that we need to win in November. And that won't happen with pie-in-the-sky promises and proposals that will bankrupt the country. Voters don't want empty talk. They want leadership. They don't want hand-waving and finger-pointing. And they want common-sense ideas that can become real policy. And this election is just too important. The stakes are too high, and we cannot afford to get it wrong. So we're here today, We're here today because we're building a campaign that we think will compete everywhere, because we believe no state is too red for the Democratic Party. Or no voter is too liberal or too moderate or too conservative to help us make Donald Trump a one-term president.
Vice presidential candidate Michael Bloomberg speaking in Salt Lake City today. And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News Time, 1219. Let's check the drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America's 3% balance transfer bonus. Ricky Meese, what's going on?
Well, we've had this accident on the transition ramp from southbound I-15 to go eastbound on I-80. Now, they did get it moved down a little bit further. The right lane is no longer blocked, but it is still sitting on the right shoulder, and it is very close to that lane of traffic. You can get by, and what little bit of backup it was causing is pretty much clearing out pretty quickly, but you still may see some leftover slowing southbound I-15 from about 13th South to join eastbound I-80. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's check the 7-day forecast with Grant Wayman.
Sunny sunshine today. High temperatures topping out at 39. Sunny tomorrow, and it's a little warmer, up to 43, and then 48 with partly cloudy skies on Saturday. We'll get some rain and snow showers Saturday night. And then Sunday, partly cloudy skies, breezy and warmer, gets up to 50. Snow showers enter the picture again for Monday. It's cooler with a high of 41, partly cloudy 38 on Tuesday, and then sunshine 40 on Wednesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 33 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City, and still to come on Utah's new news. Taking a quick peek at the markets, seeing a lot of red right now, a lot of negative numbers. We'll get you up to date at 1225, KSL News Time, 1222.
I want to thank the mayor of this great city, Mayor Bloomberg, for his extraordinary leadership. At a time when Washington is divided in old ideological battles, he shows us what can be achieved when we bring people together to seek pragmatic solutions. Not only has he been a remarkable leader for New York, he's established himself as a major voice in our national debate on issues like renewing our economy, educating our children, and seeking energy independence.
President Obama and Mike Bloomberg have worked together on gun safety, on education to help every child in every community get ahead, and on ways to improve youth employment through skill training and mentoring. They share a commitment to making the American dream work for everyone.
So, Mr. Mayor, I share your determination to bring this country together to finally make progress for the American people.
I'm Mike Bloomberg, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Mike Bloomberg 2020.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Have you been struggling with ED? Hi guys, it's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. Now I know this can be an uncomfortable subject for many men, but there is finally a breakthrough treatment for ED that does not require pills, injections, or surgery. It's called acoustic wave therapy, clinically shown and FDA cleared to increase blood flow. Exactly what a guy struggling needs more of. There is finally a long-term fix that can help you. Now, if you're struggling with ED and sick of the medication, pick up the phone and call us right now. We will do an initial assessment, exam, and blood flow ultrasound with our medical doctor totally free. That's normally $300. There's no obligation and no strings attached. Pick up the phone and call us right now. 801-901-8000. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now for that free offer. 801-901-8000.
Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming up in 10 minutes here on KSL News Radio. If he can get his headphones on fast enough.
I did it. I got him.
What's coming up on the show?
Fascinating program today. We're going to speak with John Herring. You may recognize that name. He right now is in quarantine in Japan after having tested positive for the coronavirus. Things have been going according to plan up until just last night. He, with the help of his wife, is distributing a letter airing a number of the grievances he has with the way he's being treated there, and most importantly, with the lack of information he's receiving from U.S. officials. We're going to speak to him. We're going to hear some of his frustrations. We've also recruited the help of Congressman Chris Stewart to see if he's able to lend a hand. We'll be speaking to the congressman later on to see what's going on that front. That's all coming up on today's program.
All right. Interesting show. Thanks, Lee. Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming your way at 12:35. Watching Utah's money, the new owners of the Seven Peaks Water Park in Provo are doing some rebranding. Starting this summer, the slides and pools will be known as Splash Summit Water Park. The company is also going through two phases of upgrades. KSL Drive's Nissan is bracing for potential disruptions in its U.S. auto factories because of a parts shortage. The company uses over 800 parts that come from factories in the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak. The Cheesecake Factory restaurant chain is introducing a new ice cream line that will be sold in grocery stores. The cheesecake-inspired ice cream will come in 7 flavors. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow down by 157 points. It sits at 29,190. S&P 500 down by 17. The NASDAQ gets off by 80 points. All the new safety technology being put in our vehicles appears to be making a difference.
A new report from the National Safety Council shows a 2% decline in deaths from car crashes in 2019 compared to the year before. And some of what we used to consider bells and whistles on cars could be saving lives. Automated emergency brakes, backup cameras, and adaptive headlights, just a few of the options the council says reduces the severity of crashes or prevents them altogether. Lionel Moise, ABC News.
And our money news is sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. We'll check your traffic and weather coming up next. KSL News Time, 1227.
Richard Whipple, leader of the band. Dad, this year marks 20 years since your passing. The great talks, hiking, fishing, and all that we did together were awesome fun. Except going to work with you in plumbing, which was not fun. When sent to get a part, you taught us to run both ways, to the truck and back, as fast as our legs would carry us. And you must have told us 100 times to triple check our work. Not once, not twice, but 3 times. You taught us by example to stand behind our work, to get there fast, to pull the ox out of the mire, to charge a fair price, and to not charge anything to someone truly in need. I learned for sure what I didn't want to be when I grew up. A plumber. But it didn't turn out to be so bad. Your example made you the ultimate Whipple service champion, Richard Whipple. It was hard for your generation to say, I love you. But I know you did. I love you and miss you, Dad.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
Dad, your guiding hand will be with us always.
You don't need to be an expert to recognize the truth. Utah is experiencing an epidemic of depression, suicide, and prescription opioid misuse. But there's hope. All of us can take action to keep our loved ones safe. That's why KSL has teamed up with Intermountain Healthcare to bring you hope and help you fight. Listen Sundays at 11 a.m. or on demand at the KSL News Radio app, because a healthy mind matters.
The most dangerous day for a baby is the first day of life. Those first 24 hours that should be moments of joy take the lives of thousands of babies every day. In fact, every 30 seconds, another child is lost. They die from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. The worst part, it's preventable. For nearly 60 years, Project Hope has been working around the world to save the lives of mothers and babies at risk. Right now, Project Hope is training local healthcare workers to safely deliver and care for babies in those critical first moments of life. Project Hope is delivering medicines and medical supplies to prevent deadly disease, giving precious newborns the healthy start they need to survive and thrive. This tragedy can be stopped. Make sure her first day of life is not her last. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope's efforts to save newborns now, visit projecthope.org.
KSL News Time, 1229. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America's 3% balance transfer bonus. Ricky Meese, trouble spots?
Well, I've been looking at the UDOT traffic cameras, and there does seem to be some slowdowns along I-15 going through Centerville in Davis County. It's near Parrish Lane, but I don't know what's causing the problem. I can't see any kind of crash. Nothing's been officially reported, but going into Centerville, not far from the Legacy switch off, you are going to see some heavy and slow traffic. We also have a crash with injuries called out in West Jordan Redwood Road, about 8500 South. Updating your kitchen in 2020, visit Durden's Appliance, 5th South Bountiful, where they meet any competitor's price. And try before you buy in 8 custom kitchens. Durden's brands you know at prices you love. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Let's get the latest. Here's Grant Wayman.
A lot of sunshine out there, but yeah, it's definitely chilly out there. High temperatures only at 39. Tomorrow, mostly sunny skies. It warms up just a little bit to 43. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 1230. I'm Maria Chalais. A lot of sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City, 34 degrees. KSL's top story this hour: are some tourist destinations in Utah suffering from their own success? The Utah Department of Tourism is unveiling a three-year plan that they hope will even out the impacts that tourists have on the state. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live with the details. Paul?
Maria, the state has seen wild success with bringing people from all over the country to national parks. However, they're trying to flatten the visitation there as part of their new plan and working to shift some of those visitors to state parks across Utah. Executive Director Vicky Varela says they're also going to find a way to bring visitors to smaller cities that aren't getting enough.
Places like Helper that wants to attract more visitors. It has strategies to help them do that in a really thoughtful, well-planned way.
Varela says they're also focusing on providing more services and housing for places like Moab that are overwhelmed with tourists. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Our top national story this hour from ABC News. President Trump's longtime supporter Roger Stone has been sentenced to just over 3 years in prison. Stone was convicted of witness tampering and lying to Congress. A New York City man pleaded guilty today to charges that he tried to fix a college basketball game. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
Benjamin Bafalco told the court he approached a player for an unnamed Division I NCAA basketball team and offered him money to lose by more than the point spread. The player, who was not identified, did not accept the bribe. Prosecutors said Bafalco of Staten Island concocted a scheme to fix the game that they uncovered in December 2018 during an investigation into organized crime. Court records said Bafalco had approached a capo from the Colombo crime family and urged him to place a big bet on the game. No wagers were ever placed. Bafalco will be sentenced in June. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
And taking a look at your money at this moment, a lot of negative numbers. The Dow is down by 159 points, sitting at 29,189. S&P down by 19, and the NASDAQ, it's off by 82 points.